It's also No Bra Day. So I would say, Big Fatty, don't wear your bra today. Just let them free flow. Just let them hang all out there and do whatever it is that they do. Because, you know, occasionally you have to air them out.
Trademark, Daniel Brewer.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Just let them hang all out there and do whatever it is that they do.
Welcome to the theater.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4748. WFO for Tuesday, the 21st of April, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all got lots to talk about. Big Fatty, that's very unusual, true. Wizards, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're wizards today. Y'all, it came to mind because I believe that Bill in St. Louis, except he's not in St. Louis, he's down there in the Flow Rider right now, I believe. Y'all, I believe he and his husband Craig were going with some friends to go see the Wizard at the Sphere out there in Las Vegas, and I believe I don't know why I think this. I think he told me that's why I think it, but I believe that they are going out there to Las Vegas to see the Wizard of Oz at the Sphere, and I believe it's this time. He told me they were going in April, but I don't recall the dates or anything. But y'all, it'll just be magical. Oh yes, Big Fatty, theater is always lovely. Well, this is kind of a movie. Well, no, really, it's more than this. It's just lovely, lovely.
Where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 21st of April. Y'all, it's very important to celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, never met this person in my entire life. However, I have met his husband, entertained his husband and best bud. Big Fatty, even in New Orleans, you met him. It's true. Y'all, it's the husband of one of the hosts of the enormous little show. Big Fatty, is that Phoenix Dave? No, he's just has an enormous penis. Oh, never mind. But anyway, y'all, I'm talking about the husband of the one and only Holly. Y'all, you know who that is. Y'all, it's none other than Sarge. Big Fatty, we love Sarge. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see, I don't know if Sarge is on the social medias, but I know Holly is. So, y'all, get out there and tell Holly to wish Sarge a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, since they are in the Mile High City, I hope they get a big old piece of special brownies or cake. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the day after 420. It's time for a Big Fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to Ruined at Big Fatty Online. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, the e-letter bag today, y'all, speaking of the bag, Miss Beaver, you know, I mentioned that she says that the little show brought her sanity. Big Fatty, poor thing. Well, she wrote back and said, oh, thank you, Big Fatty, you're the best. Well, of course. And y'all, that John, you know, Johnny's up there in the Vermont, although... He signed his e-letter, John in Vermin. I guess maybe the T has the day off. He says in the subject, it says paying professionals. Big Fatty, I agree with you. It is so much easier to have the professionals come in and install things. I used to enjoy putting home theater systems together. With age and other issues, I'm going to pay someone to install my new home theater system. Love you, John and Vermin. Well, John, thank you so much for that, and I couldn't agree with you more that it's just lovely. Lovely, I tell you, when, help the economy. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, finally, that Peterpotamus, he's over there in the Hatlanta, comes to the Podcasters of America's dinner. Y'all, he sent me a testimonium. He says, Big Fatty, I remember a month of Sundays ago that you got a new LG Frigimedea with the Kraft Ice Maker. Our Kenmore Elite Frigimadu from 20 years ago is starting to lose functions, and we're pretty sure it was just a rebranded LG. We'd be looking for a similarly sized Fridge Makenzie, Fridge Makenzie, and remembered that you got an LG and was wondering if you liked it, despite the hullabaloo of getting it to fit. And I told him, I said, yes, I indeed do like it. And the Lowells, you know the Lowells? I was over there buying a garbage disposal, and y'all, they're having a sale, 40% off on major appliances, and I think it was like free delivery and free haul away, and all the spare installation kits and everything, and plus like a 2-year extended warranty or something. So I sent Peterpotamus over there. But y'all, if you're in the in the market for a new Frigimakenzie head on over there to the Lowells and tell them Big Fatty sent you. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm sure that'll get some attention. Y'all, and if you order or open up a charger plate with them, they'll give you an extra 5%, I think. Fatty, I just love a plucking happy music. It's true, y'all. This is the early show with the heavenly vocals. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, we had just gotten back from the Best of Broadway. Y'all, it was really a good show. And I had a message from Beta. says, can we hold off on recording for a little while? I said, yes, just let me know when. And so, y'all, he finally got back to the Vader family compound. And y'all, you know, he's on the HOA board at the Vader family compound. And y'all, evidently, they had to go in to a former... I guess he was like the maintenance man or whatever. He had a small apartment there on the property. And y'all, he had left back in January. And y'all, hadn't anybody been in there? Said, y'all, it was vile. They sent me a picture. They sent me a picture. Y'all, I just closed my April challenge rings. Big Fatty, you won the award. It's true. So y'all, it was absolutely vile. anyway, so we had to go deal with all that. So we recorded that, and y'all, then I watched the CBS Weekend News. And y'all, that's because I like that Jerika Duncan that does that. And so anyway, I did that. And y'all, then at 7 p.m., y'all, it was time for the sports ball. Atlanta Braves were playing the Philadelphians, y'all, and y'all, pitiful. Just pitiful. It's been confirmed. It's been confirmed that they were pitiful. And y'all, they proved it again on Sunday. They were, y'all, they had brooms. They had, Big Fatty, was it like the Wicked Witch on a broom? It's when a team wins all the games of a series. It's a clean sweep. Oh, okay. Y'all, speaking of the clean sweep, Hortensia comes today. Anyway, what was I saying? Y'all, and it was supposed to be on the NBC and the Peacock. Well, y'all, the NBC was playing the Orange Sports Ball. And I don't have the Peacock, so I wasn't able to watch it, but I was able to see that the Philadelphians got the asses beaten again. So, anyway, that brought Big Fatty, lots, what's the saying? Y'all, I don't know. Something popped up on the computer screen and y'all, it left me. Big Fatty, it's becoming commonplace now. It's true. And y'all then got up, you know, so y'all, it turned cold. It went in the 40s Sunday night. Y'all slept like a baby. Got up on Monday morning, had my coffee, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, had a piece of sourdough toast, and y'all was watching Miss Gayle King, and this happened. Big. And y'all, it was indeed my 31-year-old Herbert Hardy. Can I come over? I said yes. So y'all, he came over, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. When he left, y'all, I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the big circle. Y'all, I came back and had the last of the Italian Mussolini spaghetti. And y'all received notification that it was time to re-up for the Best of Broadway series. And y'all, it's big news is what it is. Recognize that music? Y'all, it's from Network, one of my favorite movies of all times. But y'all, the season is this. It's we have Mrs. Doubtfire. Y'all, I think it's a drag queen or something. And then we have the Bodyguard. Y'all, I didn't know the Bodyguard was a musical, but it is. Then comes the Neil Diamond musical, A Beautiful Noise. After that, we have Hamilton back. Then the Notebook. I didn't know that was a musical either. And then finally, Alicia Keys' Hell's Kitchen. So that's the six shows. And, y'all, then they have two add-on shows if you want to participate in those. One of them is, I tell you what, I'll just give you a clue.
Hello, my name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book.
Hello, my name is Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago.
It has so many awesome parts, you simply won't believe how much this book can change your life.
Hello, my name is Elder Green. I would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ.
Well, y'all, one of the add-on shows is for the children. It's the Bluey show or something like that. I don't know what it's called, but we're not going to participate in that. But y'all, the other one, as you may have guessed, is the Book of Mormon. And we are going to do that. Y'all sent a message to Durwood and the Nip. Telling them what the shows were, and the Nip writes back, and he says, let me just look at it here, because y'all, it's I want to make sure I get this right. Here it is. The Nip says, "You can get me the season plus morons." I've seen this a couple of times already, and y'all, it is so, it's one of those that you go for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's very well done and very entertaining, but y'all, the second reason is you laugh at things that you shouldn't be laughing at, and the third reason is to watch people that know nothing about the show get up and walk out because they're offended. Oh, yes, McFaddy, especially when they pull out those latex marital aids. I think there's a big display of those and everything. But, y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Oh, dear gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely day. Just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday, y'all. Gonna try to head over to Shady Pines this afternoon. Don't know if my friend is feeling better or not. I checked with her at the end of last week, and she's still struggling a little bit. Yes, Big Patty. So we'll just wait and see. Oh, yes, Big Patty. And like I mentioned, Hortensia is coming today. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Cricket Hat, Adam Burns, from the Geeky Gay. And Adam, anything you want to say to everybody today?
Just let them hang all out there and do whatever it is that they do.
Welcome to the theater.
Oh, Big Fatty, such a theatrical ending to a theatrical little show.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.